We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
And 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's on, Francesa on the Fan on this 30th of October, a busy day. The Mets, of course, had the carving board out today as they had all their pomp and circumstance around the hiring of their new general manager. He will join us in a little while. You heard from him. You heard from Jeff. Jeff decided today he didn't want to have an interview today because he didn't want to take away from the general manager, which is fair, you know, because if he talks, it's going to be headlines too. So that's fair. He said he'll do it another day rather because I wanted to get him on today too. But he thought that it was not fair to take away from his new general manager, which I understand. I think that was a fair assessment. So we will have Brody at 4:30. We will have Shermer at 4. And for those in New York who are clamoring and can't wait to put Eli on the bench and really are just, you know, desperate to put Eli on the bench. Well, I'm sure the guy who's going to replace him showed you today that he's really preparing well for the job with his performance this morning. Now, I don't know what happened. So you're only going by the reports about what went on with Aletta. I don't know anything about this kid. I know that he's going to need someone to drive him to work every day. That I can tell you. But other than that, I don't know. So we'll wait till we talk to Shermer about what is going on. But if this was how he wanted to prepare himself to take over the team, this is not the way to do it. How many times in the last 15 years have we had an incident like this with Eli Manning? I don't think any. Have we? Has there been any incidents with Eli Manning? Any problems with Eli Manning? You know, part of being in one of the most visible positions in sport, which is being the giant quarterback, is to understand that there's a lot of pressures that are inherent in the job. Now, the kid wasn't getting the job this week anyway. The Giants don't have a game, and the Giants have not made any pronouncements at all that they're changing the quarterback. None. Although there's guys who want to run Eli out of town as fast as humanly possible, like the watch is ticking for some reason. I don't know exactly why. I mean, I don't know why it matters if he starts week 8, week 9, week 10, or anything. I have no idea why it matters. But some people just can't, you know, desperate to get it started tomorrow, or if not sooner. This was not the way to move into the job, though, or improve your candidacy with this morning's performance, which we'll go over not a bit with the Giants. Again, I don't know what happened. You're probably aware of it. If you're not, Aletta was involved in some kind of thing with his driving of his Jaguar and in a dangerous manner, and then having some kind of problem with the arresting officers and all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, really. So, again, we'll get to it. We'll get to all of it. I'm sure it's going to make the head coach's day, like he doesn't have enough problems in his life right now. He needs this nonsense, which he doesn't need one bit. He's got enough problems on this bye week. At least he doesn't have a chance to lose this Sunday. He can't lose because he's not playing. So we know that. That's one thing. The Giants can't lose this week. We've figured that out. They figured out a way to make sure that doesn't happen. They're not playing. So they can't get a defeat this week. But already they've had another loss in the public, and that was this morning. But we'll find out what we know about that. The Met thing, again, is it a different hire? Yes. Are there some ramifications of hiring a major agent? Yes. Some odd ones. I mean, protests from the Players Association about certain things. You just heard certain things had to be put into the contract. Those are dealing mostly with, my understanding, arbitration cases would be the issue there. And what, you know, and also, you know, the idea of having information about opposing players, knowing certain things about opposing players that you would have in confidentiality, and now you are an opposing team, is something that didn't sit very well with the Players Association. But to me, listen, as long as that is a guy who's going to act in a reputable and professional manner, it doesn't matter. That really is, all that is nonsense. All that is common sense stuff that can be worked around. None of that is an issue. Here's the issue. A, is the guy qualified to do the job? Just because he had a different job does not mean he's not qualified to do the job. I always find it amazing where people think that you have to be on this narrow walkway of life to only be able to move into a job. It's not true. If you have a guy who has the right skill set and the right temperament, and temperament's a big part of it in this town, because you have to deal with the media, you have to deal with an upset public at times, you have to deal with a vocal public at times, so temperament is a part of it. And he's also taken over a tricky situation because, let's be honest, to accept this job, you had to say yes to a lot of things. You had to say yes to a structure that is not a very normal structure. You had to say yes to a manager. And they said, oh, we gave Brody the chance. Now, Brody had no chance to fire the manager. If you think he did, you're wrong. If you think he did, you're just listening to them tell you nonsense. They had already declared that he was staying before they ever hired a general manager. So the idea that he was going, well, I've decided he's staying, he was staying anyway. I don't care what they tell you, he was staying anyway. The pitching coach was staying anyway. So he inherited a pitching coach. He inherited a manager. He inherited a lot of guys who have jobs in the organization. None of that was negotiable. That was part of the furniture. The way the Wilpons do business was part of the furniture. You had to accept all that to take this job. You take that job, you understand that's part of it. Now, this is a guy who understands and knows the way the Mets work intricately. He does. He's been around it. He understands it. He doesn't always agree with it. Go back to the middle of the season when he obviously didn't agree to it. So, and tried to put pressure on it, tried to sway the Mets and give the Mets ultimatums in the media. We all know what he did at the All-Star break. We all know exactly what he tried to do. So, and it wasn't a bad move from his standpoint. He was taking care of his client. That's his job is. That's his job as an agent. Sometimes you got to upset the alpha card. Sometimes you have to be bold. Sometimes you have to do things a little differently. That's part of doing the job. Do I find it strange that an agent would want to take the job as a general manager? No, not in the least. I don't think they're that far removed. And you've seen it happen in other sports already. Now, the difference in baseball is there is a high amount of player development that is an integral part of baseball that is not as involved in the other sports. In the NBA, it's about procuring and selecting talent. It's not about developing it. Coaches develop it on a level, but remember, you're not dealing with it is the way you're dealing with a minor league structure in baseball. In baseball, you're going to take a big number of guys and try and wean it down to cultivate and develop talent. In basketball, where you've seen agents go in and work, it's a little different. In football, coaching plays such a strong part in everything you do, and there's a myriad of scouts. And you're dealing with a big volume of numbers. So every game is different. This game is a lot more about structure and development, about procuring talent, about managing budgets, about managing different parts of the payroll and the organization, having scouting be a big part of it, player development a big part of it, obviously analytic a growing part of it. So that's where we are right now, and the Mets have their guy. We'll see. Today, everyone's undefeated. Everyone's going to be a winner. Everyone's great. And now the real stuff starts. So did they make an odd choice? Yeah. I mean, listen, it's outside the box. There's no question. Does it make it wrong? Absolutely not. Does it make it wrong? Does it make it right? Does it make it wrong? So there we are. Those are the big stories today. The Giants, of course, and we will have Shermer coming up. The trade deadline is an hour away. We haven't heard any noise today. We'll see what comes up. I haven't seen anything yet. I haven't been around the list. Yeah, well, I'll get the whole list for you. I mean, there's been a couple of guys, you know, Demaryius Thomas you knew was going. And Tate's traded. So, I mean, but we'll see if there's anything that really rocks the earth between now and 4 o'clock or if the Giants do anything, although I wasn't receiving any indications that was the case. So I don't think anything is going to be coming out of there of any note. But until it's official, after 4 o'clock, we will know for sure. So we'll get to all that on this Tuesday show. Pat Shurmur at 4, Brody at 4:30, the Mets' new general manager. We'll get it all rolling right after.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.